Welcome to Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA, where innovation meets real-world impact in high-performance computing.
Welcome back to another episode, well, bonus episode of Reshaping Workflows with Dell Pro Precision and NVIDIA RTX GPUs. I'm Logan, your host. You already know me. This is day three of GTC. We're in the NVIDIA Inception area, probably one of my favorite areas because you get to hear about the newest, latest, greatest kind of startups that have partnered with NVIDIA. So I'm with SurrealDB, with Toby. So Toby, real quick, give kind of an overview of your position at SurrealDB, and then we'll get right into it.
Awesome. Okay, so SurrealDB is a multimodal database that is kind of revolutionizing the context layer. And what that means is the data that gets pushed into an agent or into an LLM. Right now, a lot of companies are working with just one type of data. That's typically vector. But we go beyond that. We go from vector to full text search to graph to document data. And by combining all of these different data modalities together and then using that data before you push it into an agent or an LLM, you can get better accuracy and a better response from the LLM.
Okay. So first kind of question, you're right. Data really powers AI, whether it's locally in the data center, et cetera. We hear about vector DBs all the time, you know, they're now GPU accelerated. But when we talk graph, other things, what's the real advantage of, you know, SurrealDB that you kind of bring to the table? Like, you talk about agents, right? Give me, like, you don't have to share customers or anything like that, but like a use case, right? Where your platform kind of solves a problem that's, you know, maybe was previously unsolvable.
Yeah, it's a good question. I think, look, if you think about the data that goes into the AI agents right now, and then you compare that to how humans think, it's very different, right? Humans don't just think around semantic matching or similarity of the meaning in a word. We think about things in terms of relationships and understanding and meaning. And with SurrealDB, that's what we do. We bring the similarity search in, we bring that full text search in, but actually we go beyond that. And you can build this kind of relationships between your data sets, between the meaning of words, the meaning of entities inside your data. That becomes very relevant when you're not just doing, let's say, a coding task, but when you're trying to map organizational-wide data. Maybe it's data that looks at organizations and emails and events and people. And that can't just be matched based on the similarity of a word. So whether you're dealing with accuracy of agents at a small scale or whether you're dealing with large data sets which cross an entire organization, that's where SurrealDB benefits.
Okay. So you mentioned agents a couple times. Is that kind of where you fit and you're kind of focused on agents? Or, I mean, I could also see, and this is the first time we ever talked, but I could see, I'll use personal experience from Dell. We've got tons of data, but it's getting access to that data and being able to put it in the right context to fine-tune models, et cetera. Would you say SurrealDB is more focused on agents, or is it kind of the fine-tuning, like large language model?
So we're definitely not focused on the training side. We're definitely more focused on the inference, the agent side. But I'd say it's not just about agents. It's about, one of our biggest kind of use cases on SurrealDB is massive petabyte scale knowledge graphs. That's the ability, to map entire data sets and organization for digital twins as well, for AI applications that aren't necessarily autonomous agents as well. That's definitely a big use case. And then agents as well. But yeah, we're not really focused on the training side. We're more focused on the inference side.
Okay. All right. Well, you heard it here first. So Toby, before we go, tell everyone where they can find you, learn more about SurrealDB. Where can they find everything they want to know if they're interested in learning more?
Awesome. So SurrealDB is open source, first and foremost. And you can try us out and download us and get developing at surrealdb.com.
All right. You heard it here. We love open source. So with that, Logan, GTC 2026. We'll see you on the next one.
This podcast was produced in partnership with Amaze Media Lab.